What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we've already established today, I am unafraid, and I think a lot of listeners were kind of hopping on board. Unafraid to say it. This is the year, isn't it? Is how I started the show. Everything is stacking up. Just great, this defense, you know. Yeah, as you put it, perfectly, you know, if the offense, yeah, but they know if with the defense, you know, this defense is going to do it. So that
they're going to start calling you a Cowboys fan, man.
Why?
This is the year. This is our year.
No. I've never said that.
Uh-huh. No, D'Amico Ryan say, that's, you know, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't, say it with your chest. Don't be afraid. Embrace it.
One game at a time, big dog.
Acknowledge it. We know what we're looking at.
One game at a time, big dog.
But that's not the confession. The reason I put that out there is my confession part is I'm already looking at the best Super Bowl opponent.
You're all in on this.
I'm like, all right, who do I want to see the Texans play in the Super Bowl? I'm already there. And by the way, I have a team.
Yeah, I was like, go on.
Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears would be awesome.
Bad defense.
Well, not only that.
Are you looking as who they can beat the best or the storyline?
Yes.
Or a good matchup?
Both. I think the Bears are sort of the romantic team this year. You know, not since forever have they been there. And George Halas is looking down and all that stuff. Very much a romance going on with the Chicago Bears. Texans Bears would be off the charts. Off the charts. Do you have any ideas? Like, go ahead and go there. Don't be afraid. Embrace it. Embrace it, Reggie.
Honestly, I was thinking more about we going to need a bigger space. If we get to the Super Bowl at Radio Row.
Oh, we will.
We going to need a stage.
I think
they're going to have to give us a stage with a couple couches.
I think they make
a... You want us to go podcast?
Hey, we got to. Honestly, we being real, we should be looking like that.
I think they make accommodations for the teams involved. So I think we will actually have that. But Super Bowl opponent, I'm already looking... And I've landed on the Bears. How about
one,
you?
One, two,
what?
Three. That's you counting chickens.
No, man. Don't quit with that. Don't make me mad. Stop with that. This team is so freaking good.
Reggie
they
over
are.
There. This Red, is so Reggie over there one game at a time.
This is a Super
That's what D'Amico
Bowl,
say?
Look, this is a Super Bowl caliber team. Period. It's probably I don't see anyone that can beat this team. I just don't. Of course the ball could bounce funny. Of course CJ Stroud could bleep the bed. You know, we know that as of last night. But if we're just looking at basic, you know, predictions and analyzing the rest of the playoff field, this is a Super Bowl team. Period. Go with it, man. Embrace it.
What would take you, Reggie, to go for this? Mm-hmm. Like, will it take you for... I guess them to beat the Patriots, to be in the AFC.
I think they're more than capable.
Would you be?
I think they're more than capable, and I think you're absolutely in a place where things.
No,
are
I'm talking about
well
what. No, I know
to
you
just
know,
get out here and just start saying that they're going to the Super Bowl.
What would it take for you to say what I just said? Yeah, this is the year.
Yeah, when are you going to get rid of the one game at a time? Like you're a coach like, some stuff.
One thing you got to appreciate is I have been sitting here looking at this team going, and then D'Amico, they just beat it. They've beat it into me. I believe in this team. Mm-hmm. I just am now also going to believe in the way that they're going about it. And the way that they've gone about it is you take this one game at a time and you let this thing
but
build.
But you're not on the damn team, them. Man. Okay. You're not in the locker room.
Yeah.
Hey, we being fanboys right now, man.
Y'all got it then?
And I don't even think it's being fanboys. Yeah. Y'all got it.
Like, no, we drinking the Kool-Aid.
Why do I gotta be a fanboy to the degree that you fanboy?
Hey, just go back to the, go back to the locker room then, man.
Here's the most important
go
thing.
Go get your jersey number.
I gotta start picking out my Super Bowl outfit.
Go get your jersey number then, man.
Here's the most important thing.
Go get your jersey on then.
Figgy, how long have we been working together?
Tell Reggie, get the pads on.
We've been working together 6-7 years.
One game at a time, yeah.
All right, and I've been doing this for 41 years. Never, ever, ever have I said this is the year. Ever.
This is not
fanboy. This is looking at, I know what I'm looking at.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with doing that right now.
No, there's not, but I'm saying that's not where I am. I know what a Super Bowl team looks like. This looks like a Super Bowl team.
Sure. One game at a time, Lopez.
One game at a time.
And I don't want to do this. It's a victory reaction Tuesday. We're having a lot of fun appreciating a 30-6 victory. We've seen better teams lose in the playoffs.
Of course. I said the ball bounces.
I'm not going to have these superstitious people coming at me behind it. That's why.
Man, don't hit us with no to be fairs. Yeah. Come on, man. We talking about
the who I am?
We talking about the Houston Texans right now, man.
I'm going to be fair you to death.
Don't hit me with the to be fair.
Yeah, that was a to be fair right there.
How about that? Hold on to that.
Understand how uncommon it is to have a team like this in your city. And we do. We do.
When was the last time somebody put Super Bowl and Texans in the same sentence?
Earlier in the season in 2012, before some injuries started hitting them. Before that, maybe it was the Oilers.
I seen something this morning, and I don't know how y'all feel about this, but I think First Take said something like, if CJ Stroud is in the way of the Houston Texans winning the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I thought that was wild.
That's wild, man.
That's
the base show fodder.
So they pretty much saying this is a Super Bowl team, and if the franchise quarterback is in the way,
it's the base show fodder.
I just think I know this is
That's crazy though, man.
But I also think that we gotta really
ain't doing that where any other team right now.
Yeah. No, and they're not, and that's been. The Houston Texans and the relationship with the national media has constantly and consistently been really odd. On these shows, a lot of the conversation, except for Pat McAfee, a sicko that appreciates defense as much as the rest of us, a lot of these have been the context of the Steelers, the Mike Tomlin conversation. And it makes sense if you are doing a ratings conversation, you look at it and you go, the Steelers are one of those fan bases that is everywhere all over the globe because of historical factors, so on and so forth. But that is not, the Texans have not been the focus. I want to reserve that moment for later. Actually, it ties into my own confession, if you want to be honest. So just don't hit me to be fair. I do feel like, though, yesterday I might not have come with enough energy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I am very cautious to a lot of this. And I recognized it after the show, because after the show, I was like, damn, did I not have enough
hype? I didn't notice.
Did I not have enough hype for this? Well, what made it very evident is, shout out to Ron the Show Hughley. He came out the gate swinging.
Oh, he was screaming.
On this game. And I loved it. And I was like, damn, did I not come with the right energy?
Yeah.
And I felt like I was not vindicated, but I was soothed a little bit when D'Amico Ryans did the interview with NFL Countdown before, like 15 minutes before kickoff, something that coaches don't do.
Yeah.
And he was also in a very calm state, and he's the whole don't get too high, don't get too low. And that is the ethos that I'm trying to reflect. And I told you guys also in another confession, my watch has been telling me I've been stressing. So I'm very much trying to get into that zen that D'Amico Ryans has. That is inspiring me. I'm thinking that I can channel the type of performance that these Texans are given because they are very much following the lead of their head coach D'Amico Ryans. So I'm gonna follow that lead too. One game at a time, baby.
Oh, I mean, no.
Hey, enjoy.
Hey, do what you got to do, big dog.
Enjoy the moment, man.
I'm enjoying it the way I enjoy. Hey, why can't I enjoy it like this?
I'm not on the damn team,
why
man.
Why can't I enjoy
I understand them going one game at a time.
Like, I'm just enjoying the hell out of
and not
good
eat
football.
The rat poison and all that stuff. Salute to Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Nah, damn it. I'm a fan, man.
Will Anderson,
I'm
happy. Said, that was don't a, take the rat poison.
Hey, man, it's a clear path right now, man. I ain't about to sit here and say one game at a time. Don't get too excited about it.
Let me tell
I
you.
Ain't telling you
let's go, man.
Let me tell you a story real quick.
Oh, God.
Let me tell you a story real
here
quick.
Here we go.
So I was covering the NBA, and I was talking to my old friend, a long time, covered him a long time, Larry Brown. Remember the legendary Larry Brown coach? So we were at a bar after a game. Go figure. And this unbelievably gorgeous woman comes up to us. Well, comes up to him.
Fair.
And is flirting with him and is, you know, stroking the back of his head and coming on to him big time. And then he said something and she left. And I said, Larry, he was single. I said, Larry, why would you not, basically I said, follow up on her, follow up on that, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he looked at me, he goes, oh, she's great, but I'm afraid I might disappoint her.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm like, who cares? Who cares if you disappoint her? Did you see her? And he used to tell me that story. I was like, who cares if you disappoint her? It's done. You know, it's over. So Reggie just reminded me of that story. And there was another text. John, Figgy, the higher the expectations, the deeper the fall. Who cares? Oh, we got to do it one game. Who cares?
I'm just saying.
I know the team I'm looking at.
I'm just saying, enjoy the moment, man. We ain't got to go through the one grandmother tongue.
This legitimately makes me mad.
I'm not thinking about the AFC Championship
this legitimately
game.
Makes me mad.
I'm thinking about the first game before the AFC Championship. I'm not that far yet.
How do you not know after almost 2 years of knowing?
Oh, we know you. We're just trying to fix you.
Yeah. No, it's hard.
I enjoy this game differently, man.
It's hard for me to believe that nobody has thought about the AFC Championship.
Oh, I thought about it a lot.
Or not, Super Bowl.
Not only that, but AFC Championship here.
Yes.
I thought about that a lot. That's the undercurrent.
No, you don't. One game at a time, man.
That is the undercurrent of talking about the Bills making sure to get a victory and talking about the fact that they're not going to have Gabe Davis and Ed Oliver's coming back. That's the undercurrent of talking about all those things, the opportunity to be back at NRG Stadium, tailgating and going into an AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to focus on the things that are right in front of me.
One game at a time.
I'm going to.
You ain't thinking about no tailgate, man. You're thinking about one game at a time.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. And I got some people with me, too, from the 713 with Reggie.
They're just scared. They don't want to be disappointed. They know how good this team is.
Hey, man.
I'm going to appreciate the run all the way through.
Hey, this is a rare time. When was the last time you thought about where it was a possibility to get to the AFC Championship game?
Exactly.
No, this is the closest.
And my thing about it is,
in a very long time.
I think that we're coming to the same thing, actually, from very different ways, which is this is a unique time in Houston Texans history.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys are like, yo, the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl is so exciting. And I'm like, yes, the opportunity is so exciting. I want to enjoy and appreciate all of the path. Because I do think that sometimes in life, and now I'm getting philosophical, apologies. Sometimes in life we make the destination the thing. And then you get to the destination, it does not feel as fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to soak up all the journey.
Ain't nobody think about all that.
Some people are. You don't get to speak for everybody.
So we sitting here talking about, I don't want to think too much on it. Because when it happened, then I won't be as... People are going to be celebrating like crazy.
I'll just wrap it up with what I, again, not to preach, 41 years I've been covering sports in this town. I've never seen a team like this.
Agreed.
This is a Super Bowl team.
Okay.
Will they win it? Will they get there? The ball can bounce in crazy different directions, and maybe it won't happen. But this is a Super Bowl team.
Okay.
One game at a time.
Nothing wrong with saying that.
I'm just playing, man.
We going to fight for real. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. On the other side of myself and Figgy fighting, who had the best game for the Texans yesterday? Because I think it's a little bit more difficult than you might imagine. Let's go through that next.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.